Welcome to the Poise Pilates online studio. My name is Kimberly Garlick. As we age and go through menopausal changes and other things in our body, it is important to keep strong bodies. Pilates and pelvic floor exercises not only help strengthen your pelvic floor and improve a weak bladder, but also improve overall health and well-being. I hope you enjoy this Pilates workout and feel the benefit. Let's begin our workout. So if we start with our feet directly underneath the hips and distribute your weight between the right and left side. Then feel that you're going to continue to grow right up through the crown of your head and extending as tall and long as you can possibly manage. To help that alignment, start with some small little knee bends and stretch. Try to keep the heels nice and heavy to the floor there. We're going to roll our spines now towards the floor. So take a nice deep breath in, and as you exhale, just nod the chin and feel that you're lifting up and over a giant ball. Let those arms just dangle from your shoulders and bend your knees when you get closer towards the ground. From here, breathe in. Keep the knees bent now as you slowly restack your spine using from the stomach, and then once you're starting to straighten through the body, start to straighten through the knees. Let's try that again with the bent knee option. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, nod the chin. Remember that giant ball that you're lifting up and over. From here, start to bend your knees, roll towards the ground, let the head hang. Breathe in, and as we exhale, let's keep the knees bent and slowly restack your spine up into a tall, standing, strong position. We'll now start to try it with straight legs. So take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, you'll feel a little extra stretch in the back of your legs, but make the focus all about your belly. Take a deep breath in, and use that out breath. And remembering, if we engage with the out-breath into the abdominals, it'll make you feel a lot stronger and also help with that balance. Take a deep breath in, and again, lifting up and over that ball. Feel free to bend the knees if you wish. Let's now take the hands into a walk. One, two, three, four. Into our plank. This is excellent for our upper body strength. Take a deep breath in. Four walks back. Feel free to bend the knees. Otherwise, keep those legs straight as you walk your hands all the way back in towards your feet. Breathing in. And slowly, tailbone slides down deep and through your belly as you restack your spine in the position that you started with. Let's do that just one more time. Take a deep breath in, and as we exhale, nod the chin. We always start with the head. Feel yourself lift up and over that ball. From here, breathing in, and one, two, three, four, keeping that balance in the pelvis. Hold here for one full breath. Deep breath in and engage that tummy a little deeper. Watch that there is no arching of your lower back. Now let's gently place one knee down, followed by the other. Turning now so that we're actually going to balance on one knee. And coming down into one hand. If this feels a little uncomfortable for you, if you have problems with your knees or your wrists, feel free to lay the exercise down like so. Otherwise, just continue to join with me. Extending this leg out and continue a long line as if we have a rod running through our entire spine. We're working now through the bottom, through the legs, and therefore a balance with the pelvic floor. Take a deep breath in And as you exhale, let's just float that top leg up. Inhale, it doesn't matter how far it goes. It will get stronger, a little easier with repetition. Take a deep breath in as you lower and exhale as it draws up. Imagine there's a puppeteer in the ceiling. Your leg feels very light. It's quite an effortless movement. And last one, please. And now from here, just bring yourself up onto your knees, finding a nice balance. Let's transfer to the other side. Ease it down to the side. Remember, you can always lie on the ground. Breathing in, and as we exhale now, let's float that top leg up. Remember that puppeteer. So the leg feels very light. Engage from the underneath side of your leg. Use the breath as the leg lifts. Inhale, gently lower. Exhale as we lift. Inhale as we lower. Just one more like that. Excellent work. And now come back towards your knees. Now move towards the front of your mat. Finding a good balanced position here along through the sacrum and through your little seat bones. So your sacrum here wants to be nice and tall. Breathing in, and as you exhale, you gently roll your body in towards the floor. And then allow those legs to come into our tabletop position. Breathing in, the weight of the legs gently comes down in towards the ground, and we're rolling all the way back. Now that is your option one. Otherwise, extending one leg and take hold of the other. Breathing in, and as you exhale, roll your pelvis down in towards the floor. Deep breath in at the bottom. And as we exhale, that leg gently presses in towards your hands. Your nose is diving down in towards the pelvis. Let's do another one like that. Breathing in. And as you exhale, replacing one vertebra in towards the mat. Breathing in at the bottom. And exhale as we gently folding up, using through the abdominals and all the way back to the very top. Incorporating some stretch now for the back of your legs, your hamstrings. Holding onto the back of your thighs, breathe in, and as you exhale, extend that leg out. Inhale, little bend, and exhale as you're stretching it out. It doesn't matter how far that leg extends today, the hamstrings, the back of the legs here, will improve with repetition. Breathe in, and as we exhale, melting it down. Once you're at the bottom, let's enjoy a little further stretch. You can hold onto the calf or the hamstring. Breathe in as you bend and gently folding up. So we've joined those two movements together. Unfolded the knee, bend the knee, and rolling through. So we now have the benefit of mobilizing in your spine, a good massage, as well as getting the hamstring stretch. Then as we're rolling up, you're using through your stomach and your pelvic floor. Let's try the other side now. Taking hold of the leg, breathing in, and unfold through your knee. Breathe in, bend, exhale. Stretch, a little bit of organization, and now let's join it together. Breathing in, melt your spine down. Once you're at the bottom, extend the leg towards the ceiling, taking hold wherever it feels most comfortable for you, breathing in and then folding back through. Once we're at the top again, take hold. Good. Now remember, you still want to challenge yourself. So if you're only feeling a very mild stretch, maybe take it at about a 7 out of 10 and gradually build it up to about an 8 out of 10. This way, your flexibility is going to improve. Okay, now let's take it onto our belly. So lowering yourself down, placing your hands just in line with your shoulders. Now your elbows are directing up towards the ceiling. We're going to breathe in, and as we exhale, just lower the elbows towards the floor and then allow them to direct themselves back up towards the ceiling. From here now, we're going to add a little bit more movement. So some extra activity through your belly is going to be required. So press down through your pubic bone and just draw your tummy as much as you can away from the floor. When you do that, you'll notice you're starting to lift through your pelvic floor. So take a deep breath in now and start to direct those elbows down as we move through our spine, remembering how important it is to keep our spine flexible. And then ease it back down towards the mat. Think of the lower part of your bottom now and just draw it in towards one another. As you do that, you'll notice that you'll feel the lift in your pelvic floor. Take a deep breath in, direct the elbows towards the floor, and let's challenge ourselves through the spine to come up just a tad higher. Hold there as you inhale, and exhale, replace it down as if the spine now is in the front of your body and you're moving down one vertebra at a time. Inhale, open through the chest and continue, shoulders sliding down. Feel the lift in the front of your chest and then replace it back in towards the floor. With each one, if you start to feel a little more comfortable, we add a new challenge. Now again, let's drive the elbows towards the floor. Remember that lower part of your bottom. Feel the zipping up through the front of your belly. Your pelvic floor here is helping you maintain that lovely C curve of your spine. Then we replace it down with control, with precision, and your belly is helping you give that control. Again, elbows slide towards the hips, open through the front of your chest. Zip through from the pubic bone towards your belly button. Feel a deeper engagement in that pelvic floor now. Hold it there as you breathe in and exhale as we replace it back down in towards the mat. Let's just do one final one. Inhale, open. Travel all the way up. And exhale, ease it all the way back down in towards the mat. Lift yourself back in towards your heels and come into our reverse rest to stretch your spine out and give it a wee break. Let's transfer our weight forward now and feel that distribution between the front and the back. If you tuck your toes under and create a little lever, then imagine that we have a hook attached to the tailbone. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, that hook lifts your tailbone towards the ceiling and directs your heels in towards the ground. Make the spine as long as you can. Let's try that again by gently bending your knees and return back into that position. Inhale, prepare. And exhale, remember the little hook lifting your tailbone. As you press the heels towards the ground, you'll feel a stretch in the back of your legs. Think of lifting through the inside of your thighs, right up through in towards your belly button. From here now, breathe in and walk your hands back, using your pelvic floor for stability and control across that pelvis. Bend your knees if you need to, remember. Otherwise, keep them straight. Take a deep breath in, and as we exhale, slowly rolling all the way back into the position that you started in. Finishing as tall and strong as you can possibly manage. A very important factor to consider when we're getting older is our balance. Balance is affected by our pelvic floor. When the pelvic floor gets a little weak, our balance is also affected by this. So let's try. You can use a chair or a wall here. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, think about rising off your heels and then gently lower. If that was a little challenging for you today, watch yourself. Over the next few days, as you continue to do this workout, you will see an improvement. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, rising off your heels. Let's just do two more like so. Congratulations, you have just completed your Poise Pilates adjusted workout. If you're looking for a further challenge, be sure to check out the other Poise Pilates workouts available. I encourage you to have a Pilates workout in your daily routine. I look forward to seeing you in further workouts.